The male Sith bowed, used the Force to pull his lightsaber hilt to his hand, and hooked it to his belt.
A slight disagreement, Lord Barriss. Nothing more. Please forgive the tumult.
Barriss stared at the male Sith for a time, then at the female.
It is well that the disagreement did not lead to bloodshed. We are, after all, here to discuss peace.
He seemed almost about to burst out laughing. Amriss whirled on him. Satil grabbed the senator's cloak as she might a leash, to keep him from getting too close to Barriss.
Peace! This entire proceeding was a farce!
Senator!
Darnalla said, and took Amriss by the arm. But Amriss would have none of it. His voice gained volume as he gave vent to his anger.
You did not come here to discuss peace! You came here to mask a sneak attack against Coruscant! You are dishonorable liars, worthy of—
Senator!
Darnalla said, and her tone must have reached Amriss, for he fell silent, his breath coming fast and hard. Lord Barriss appeared untroubled by Amriss's outburst.
You're mistaken, Senator. The Empire is here to discuss peace. We simply wish to ensure that the Republic would be more amenable to our terms. Should I understand your outburst to mean that the Republic is no longer interested in negotiating?
While Amriss reddened and sputtered, Darnalla broke in.
Negotiations will continue, Lord Barriss.
You are ever the voice of wisdom, Darnalla, Barriss said. The Empire will expect a return to the negotiation table at this time tomorrow. If not, matters will go poorly for the people of Coruscant.
Darnalla's skin darkened further, but her voice remained placid.
Our delegation will discuss matters and contact you tomorrow.
I shall look forward to that. Rest well.
Amriss cursed Barriss in Cyrian, and Barriss pretended not to hear. As the Republic entourage picked its way among the rubble in the hall, among the rubble in their hearts, Erin felt the mocking eyes of the Sith male upon her, and could barely contain a shout of rage. Before leaving the room, she knelt and picked up one of the coral beads from her shattered bracelet.